In today's gospel, Peter has one of those human moments that makes us so fond of him. He turns and rebukes Jesus when Jesus says, "I'm headed to the cross. I'm going to die." Now, Peter rebukes Jesus because he loves Jesus and doesn't want him to die. And we get that. I suspect that Peter has another reason for rebuking Jesus. Peter doesn't want to die either. And being Jesus' disciple means being a learner. That's literally what the Greek word means. A disciple is a learner. Learning from Jesus means that he needs to follow him. He needs to be where Jesus is. They didn't have Zoom back then. And since Jesus is headed toward suffering and being rejected and shamed and dying on a cross, that means being willing to follow him where he's going. And following Jesus means that Peter's likely to die too. Who can blame Peter for being afraid of that? Fear of death is a natural human thing. It's part of what keeps us from making stupid choices. Not all of us. Sometimes we make stupid choices anyway. But it helps. And when people actively want to die, we know that's not a healthy thing. Not unless they are at the end of their lives, and it is a matter of accepting peacefully what they recognize is where we're all headed. In case Peter has any doubts about the matter, Jesus clears it up. Jesus tells all of his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who died for his faith in a Nazi concentration camp, said, "When Jesus calls a man, he bids him come and die." Now, for any of us who weren't assigned male at birth or don't identify as male and might feel like we've been let off the hook, maybe we can rephrase that. When Jesus calls a person, he bids them come and die. Die to what? Sometimes we know Jesus' call to discipleship literally means that people are called to die, as Bonhoeffer did, that following Jesus where Jesus led meant that Bonhoeffer died. And it's important to say that Jesus' call to death is not to come and die, is not because we seek death, but because that's where following Jesus leads us. Death is no longer our greatest fear. And avoiding death, merely surviving, is no longer our highest priority. I think a lot of you this week heard the news that Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition leader, died in prison. What a lot of you may not have heard, because the news media really didn't cover it, is that Alexei Navalny was a Christian. He had not always been a Christian. For much of his life, he was a very outspoken atheist. But as you may recall, he was poisoned by the Russians with radiation poisoning. And during his recovery from that very, very serious illness, he converted to Christianity. He was looking for eternal values. And in Christ, he found them. In following Christ, he found a deeper purpose than he had had before. At his 2021 trial, he publicly said, "I am a Christian, and I seek to follow Christ." And he spoke on a number of occasions, particularly of the Beatitudes and of the Jesus' blessing of those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And he said, "I see that blessing not as a future, simply as a future hope, but as a call to action in the present, to hunger and thirst for righteousness now." And that is what drove him in his call to follow Christ, to fight for human rights, for justice. That is why he returned to Russia, knowing that it was likely to mean his death. It was part of his call to follow Christ. Following Jesus became his first priority, even if it meant his death. Now, it's unlikely that most of us here in the United States are going to find that following Jesus literally puts us at risk of dying for Christ. But Jesus' invitation, Jesus' call to discipleship today makes it clear that sometimes we're called to die to ourselves in other ways, by denying ourselves. That doesn't mean denying who we are, denying our identities, denying our most essential selves. No, it means not allowing our desires for safety, for comfort, for status, for all those more shallow human desires to be what rules us, to be what guides us. Denying ourselves means choosing instead to make following Jesus our highest purpose, even when it's costly. It means choosing loving God and loving others above our own success. Now, Jesus loved paradox. You may have noticed this. And today we get one of Jesus' most paradoxical sayings. "Those who want to save their life will lose it. But those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it." What do you mean, Jesus? If death is our deepest fear, and safety and comfort and success are our highest priorities, we lose something essential about who we are. We become more shallow people. And the truth of the matter is that not a single one of us is going to avoid death. We're not. If we make those things our highest priorities, we lose our chance to become what God calls us to be. We lose our deepest meaning and purpose. We lose ourselves. But if we follow Jesus, where Jesus calls us to go, we find wholeness. We find our purpose and meaning. We find what God has called us to be. We find richer, fuller, deeper life. That's what Jesus calls us to. Richer, deeper, fuller life by loving God first, by loving our neighbor fully, deeply, by not just making our own survival our highest priority. I've been so struck this week by the juxtaposition of this call to discipleship, of Jesus' call to come and die, and the fact that we're having a healing service today. I've been feeling that paradox and reflecting on the fact that a huge part of Jesus' ministry was that he went around healing people. Jesus healed people. And he called them to come and die. And we live in that paradox, don't we? We began this season with Ash Wednesday and the reminder that we are dust and to dust we shall return. But we are beloved dust. And we follow a God who practices resurrection. Jesus healed people. But even Jesus did not heal people permanently in their life on earth. Every person whom Jesus healed eventually died. Even Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead, eventually died again. Nonetheless, Jesus did heal people, and Jesus continues to heal people. And I will tell you that I believe that Jesus physically heals people. I have seen it. I have personally known people who experienced truly miraculous healings. Can I explain it scientifically? No, I cannot. But I believe it. I trust it. But Jesus' healing is about more than merely relieving physical illness, which Jesus sometimes does in the here and now. It is also and more deeply about restoring wholeness. And sometimes what healing means for us in our lives in the here and now is healing in other ways than physical healing. Sometimes it is by healing of our wounded spirits. Sometimes it is by healing of our emotions. Sometimes it is by restoring us to that deeper sense of who we are and who we are called to be, our meaning and purpose. And sometimes I truly believe that for us, healing for us means removing or lessening our fear of dying. Because for us as Christians, ultimately we believe that our final restoration to wholeness is not by avoiding death. It is by passing through it and by being raised to new life in Christ. That is what we confess. So I am going to be inviting you shortly to participate in a service of healing. And I'll be calling you to come forward and participate in being anointed and participate in the laying on of hands. I'll invite you to do that for yourself if you are the one who needs healing. I'll also be inviting you to be anointed for others, if there are people on your heart for whom you're really praying for healing, in whatever form you feel that that's needed. And I will be inviting God into this space, the Holy Spirit into this space, to make each one of us whole. In whatever way God sees the need for wholeness in us. So I invite you to trust God in that, to know that God's desire for all of us is wholeness, shalom, the fullness of abundant life. Amen.